The Lord be with you, and also with you. Loving God, we have come to worship you. Help us to pray to you in faith, to sing your praise with gratitude, and to listen to your word with eagerness through Christ our Lord. Amen. Gracious Father, by the obedience of Jesus, you brought salvation to our wayward world. Draw us into harmony with your will, that we may find all things restored in him, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. A lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You've given the right answer. Do this and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while travelling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put them on his own animal, brought him to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend.' Which of these three do you think was the neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." This is the gospel of the Lord. So if we were asked, this is probably one of those Bible stories that we could probably all tell somebody else and get some of the parable, the story, right. Man walks down a dangerous road. Man is attacked by bandits or robbers. A priest comes past and ignores him, as does another man, a teacher, a Levite. They too ignore the man that has been left for dead. But then a third man walks past. He stops and he helps the injured man and takes him to be cared for, all at his own expense. The man is not a local, but from a different place to you and has a different way of worshipping God than you do. This is one of those stories that traditionally we hear if you ever went to a junior church or a Sunday school, and you know it as the Good Samaritan. He's good because he stopped, whereas the others in the story didn't. Which makes for a really lovely story in the Bible that Jesus told. But actually it's more than that. It's a parable. And a parable is a short, simple story that teaches or explains an idea, especially with a moral or a religious idea to it. And Jesus used that form of storytelling in the Bible lots and lots. And he uses it here to explain to the person who is asking the questions, who's trying to trick him into saying something that they can arrest him for or try and have a go at him about. What does it mean to love your neighbour as yourself? And so earlier in the service, we had those different pairs of things that went together. Tom and Jerry, Snoopy and Woodcock, Woodstock even. Tell I've been on retreat. Fish and chips. And it's the same with the scripture that Jesus uses from the Old Testament that we have. We have, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind." Which we find in the Bible, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verses 4 and 5. Which if we take it as it literally is in the Bible, it says this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God and the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And in the Jewish world, this is known as the Shema, which is a well-known prayer in the Jewish world, recited at morning and at evening time. Rabbi Reuven Kilman, a professor of classical rabbinical literature, says this, that it allows the Jews to feel an all-consuming love of God. He says, it's a love that is unreserved, all-demanding at all times and in all places and in all circumstances. Nothing is excluded. Thoughts are to be focused, words are to be spoken, and deeds are to be done. This was the first bit of the answer that the lawyer gave in response to Jesus. But he also joins it with another passage, again from the Old Testament in Leviticus, that says, you shall love your neighbour as yourself. So it's a bit like the images that we had earlier that went together. So do these two passages of Scripture. To love God with everything that you are, and to love your neighbour as yourself. It's something about being present in what's happening today, with the love of God being in all that we are, as well as looking out for other people. One commentator used the words that we choose life. We choose to be in the present day. We choose to live lives that are reminded about the love that God has for us, and in turn, how we live out that love to those around us. But I always think this comes with a little bit of a side note, a side caution to it. If we don't love ourselves as God loves us, how can we then love our neighbour as ourselves? There has to be a bit of a balance between the two, or we'll burn out, not being able to stay in giving out to others, but not receiving it from God ourselves. And then at the very end of the story of Luke, we have another phrase that goes hand in hand together. Go and do. Three words. Go and do. In our reading, Jesus is saying to those listening that they should be like the one who had mercy on the injured man, and not like the two who walked by and paid him no attention. But I wonder, what does that look like in our 21st century world? Particularly in a world where we have to think about our own personal safety, particularly, unfortunately, if we're female. And who do we stop and help? Do we stop if we see an accident happen to help and phone emergency services? Do we pick up the walking stick of the person next to us when it falls on the floor? Do we help the person that we don't know when we see that they are in need? And I wonder what it looks like for you and for me. For some of us here, that would have looked like taking part in the Noise Project and the help that we gave those in our community a few weeks ago. In fact, I used the Good Samaritan when we had our final service together. For others, it might look like donating goods when Juliet asked for help for those in Ukraine. And how do we remember that loving God is something that we do with our heart, with our soul, with our might, with all that we are and all that we have? When I was working at a church in Eastbourne, I was given a little card by Sue, who volunteered to help with junior church. And I've stuck it on the door of every house that I've lived in since to remind myself as I go out the door to do this, to do all the good that you can, by all the means that you can, in all the ways that you can, in all the places you can, at all times you can, to all people you can, as long as you ever can, which is attributed to John Wesley. So as a reminder for you, something to take away from the service this morning, I'm going to ask Anne and Linda if they can just pass these round for me. And on it is just that prayer that we heard at the beginning, slightly adapted. The Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And you shall love your neighbour as yourself. As a reminder for you, if you'd like to take it home and maybe stick it somewhere so you can see it. So that each day there's that reminder that God loves you. And because of that love, we too need to be loving our neighbour. Amen. We bring all our prayers together as we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and with all those whom you love, now and always. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. Thanks be to God.